November 9th, 1906. Effects of meditating continuously on the passion. Finding myself in my usual state, I was thinking about the passion of our Lord. And while I was doing this, he came and told me, "My daughter, one who meditates continuously on my passion and feels sorrow for it and compassion for me, pleases me so much that I feel as though comforted for all that I suffered in the course of my passion. And by always meditating on it, the soul arrives at preparing a continuous food. In this food, there are many different spices and flavors, which form different effects. So, if in the course of my passion they gave me ropes and chains to tie me, the soul releases me and gives me freedom. They despised me, spat on me, and dishonored me. She appreciates me, cleans me of that spittle, and honors me. They stripped me and scourged me. She heals me and clothes me. They crown me with thorns, mocking me as king, and bittered my mouth with bile and crucified me. While the soul, meditating on all my pains, crowns me with glory and honors me as her king, fills my mouth with sweetness, giving me the most delicious food, which is the memory of my own works. And unnailing me from the cross, she makes me rise again in her heart. And every time she does so, I give her a new life of grace as recompense. She is my food, and I become her continuous food. So, the thing that pleases me the most is meditating continuously on my passion."